Valentine's Day. Some people have received cards and flowers. Some people have received nothing.
Did you not get anything?
Do you know what? I've got, like, massive paper cuts on my hands.
What, from opening all your cards?
I saw so many of those on Twitter today, I was like, oh, God.
I struggled to open my door this morning.
Yeah, all those.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. They never cease to get old, those, do they? Anyway, it's time for 24 Years at the Tap End. I'm presuming it's a Valentine's special.
You presume right?
Yes. Okay. Is this from any specific year or just a general roundup?
It's not. It's about all my experiences from Valentine's Days of the past. If
well,
that's
I like
all
it
right.
When, yeah, I like it when there's a special.
Yeah, I really like a specialist. But, you know, like on Family Guy where they do the different spoofs of ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from the ones where you haven't seen the original and then you're just like, no.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like the Star Wars one. I was like, what the?
Okay, so sit back, relax. It's just after 5 p.m. on Tuesday evening. You're listening to Radio 1. And here are some more tales from the autobiography of Chris. It's 24 years at the tap end.
Ready?
Ready.
In my 24 years at the tap end, Valentine's Day is one of those days that has been something I've both enjoyed and resented in equal measures. There's a lot of hate on Valentine's Day when you're a single bloke, but I've always thought that's not what it's really about. The day isn't so much about relationships, but is actually for single people to have an excuse to crack on with people they previously thought were unattainable.
I've never thought about it like that before.
It's like you did something on Twitter earlier where you were like, go on, go out and get them.
Yeah, because everyone's hating on Twitter and going, right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to ruin it. I heard you yesterday talking about this as well. Everyone's out hating on Valentine's Day. If you're single, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but you put, no one's off limits. I think there's quite a few limits.
That sounded predatory. I'm sorry for that. Didn't mean to be.
Carry on.
An attempt to give a Valentine's Day card to the Golden Girls cheerleaders in front of the entire Watford FC homestand backfired badly when I was carted off by security that mistook my actions as an attempted pitch invasion.
Oh, we've talked about that before, right?
They're the really old ones, aren't they, off the telly?
No, not the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls cheerleaders?
Yeah, they're different.
They're very different, yes. This was the old cheerleading squad from Watford Football Club. They're not there anymore.
So they're not OAPs.
Not the grannies from the 80s.
Oh, right.
By my own standards, I've improved my game when it comes to this day. Me and my girlfriend tend to go for a meal somewhere nice, which suits both sides. Sometimes Valentine's Day seems a bit one-sided. Generally, girls like flowers, but as a bloke, there's never really been a male equivalent created. I appreciate some blokes like flowers, but that's not really my thing.
Did you see the there's bacon flowers you can get now?
Oh, lush.
Like roses, but the actual thing of the rose is like bacon.
Maybe that's a compromise then.
Get your girlfriend to get you some bacon flowers. And then it could eat the heads.
You see, I don't mind getting her flowers. No problem with that. But
what's she
going to
get you? I know.
Exactly.
I don't think there is a male equivalent on Valentine's. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing that I can think is romantic. I'd love lots of things. I'd love a new football shirt. But that wouldn't be deemed romantic enough for Valentine's Day, right?
No.
It doesn't have to be romantic. It just has to be the thought that counts. It can be... That's what's romantic about it, is the fact you've actually thought about it.
No, it's not. Because a girl equally couldn't give me a packet of pork scratchings for Valentine's Day, right?
Why? I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love that. But it's not a romantic thing.
And flowers, roses, or whatever, are romantic.
Mm.
But what's the one back for the blokes?
Yeah. Valentine's Day is something that was celebrated throughout my school days. In my primary school years, I would wake up on the morning of Valentine's Day to find a chocolate next to my bed, or underneath my pillow, from someone my mum claimed was the Valentine's fairy.
Aww.
There was a fairy for everything in my house, from tooth to the first day at school fairy. Either way, it was winner-winner for me, a guaranteed chocolate on any given public holiday or national day.
Okay, right, so how far do we go with this? It's like, when it's the Queen's birthday, do you get, like, a chocolate?
No, to be fair, there was no fairy for that, but
so St. George's Day fairy?
I think there was for a 1 year, actually. Yeah, there was something.
St. David's Day? St. Andrew's Day fairy?
No, I think there was a St. Patrick's Day fairy, but...
August Bank Holiday fairy?
No.
St. Swithin's Day fairy? Is that still on?
Who?
What's that? I don't even know what that is, but old people say it.
That's not real.
It is, it's off Nan.
It is off Nan.
It's an elderly day or something,
is it?
Something
to do with rain.
I'm sure it... What is it?
Is it to do with rain?
It's probably still on, Becky.
About if it rains on that day,
What is it? Let's
then
make
it
the new
again for however long.
Let's make it the new St. Paddy's Day. Let's go crazy on St. Swithersphone's Day or whatever it is.
Do you know what? It has gone out of favour, like, recently.
It's off.
Because young people don't really talk about it.
No. Just checking, listeners.
Hang on.
That we haven't offended anybody.
St. Swithin's Day is a day on which people watch the weather.
Oh. Well, that's rubbish.
Hang on, here we go.
What day is it?
People watch the weather and say whatever the weather is like on St. Swithin's Day, it will be like that for the next 40 days.
What a load of nonsense.
And what date is that?
The date is the 15th of July. That's quite good, because it's in the summer, so that means that you can just... Mm. It'll be hot.
Let's go crazy on St. Swithin's Day.
Shall we?
Swithin's.
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 Let's just rename it St. Swithin's Day.
What are we going to do? What are we going to start the day with?
Straight in the pub.
Cocktail.
Fancy dress.
Just sitting there and watching the weather all day.
It's nice weather, isn't it? Another Sex on the Beach?
There could be weather-related bands playing and music, like Bewitched, Blame It on the Weatherman.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. There would also be a card on the mat in front of the door, always with just a cross written on the card like a kiss. It took me a couple of years to clock that the envelope didn't even have a postmark and was blatantly from my mum, but I appreciated it all the same. They all count, and it did ensure that I could go into school, technically, with one Valentine's Day card to my name.
What did the card say in them, then?
It was like a standard Valentine's Day card. It's a bit weird, actually, isn't it, when you get one from your mum?
Yeah, but I think a lot of mums do that.
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
Because they do love you.
Yeah, but not in that way.
No, obviously. I wasn't suggesting that, Chris. What do they say in them?
Well, it's the standards, you know. That's the thing. I'm sure they had the poems in as well. You know, the roses are red, violets are blue.
Do you know what my favourite one is? Just the question mark.
Yeah, like you've received one from a Batman villain. Who was that one who did the question mark?
Was that Joker?
Was it a Joker or something? Yeah. It's like the Joker sent you one. I love that too. In my high school, Valentine's Day was always tense. I went to an all-boys school in Watford, but for a couple of quid, you could buy a chocolate in a box to send to a girl at the girls' school. This was organised by two girls from the girls' school who were collecting the money for charity. There were a good couple of years where the girls would come in with boxes from the girls' school, and I sat there a bit mugged off as I failed to receive any. Even at this age, I still had the Valentine's fairy to fall back on, but age 15 or so, that had lost its shine. I changed tack age 16 when a girl I quite liked, a couple of years above me, told me how great it was that she had received flowers from someone anonymous. She asked if they were from me, but I was quick not to miss this opportunity. I said yes. I think she was a bit disappointed, but all the same, it had scored me some free points.
What about the person that sent them to her then?
Well, when they do it anonymously, because you're meant to do it anonymously with the flowers and that, aren't you?
Yeah, but they always find out.
It's a free ball. It's a free pass. It's like, yeah, I sent them. And I didn't.
Did she find out?
Yeah. I don't recommend this plan, though.
Oh, here we go.
This works for a day or so, but anonymous present givers never stay quiet.
They do not ever.
It's not in their interest.
It's the same as Secret Santa, right? Every year, it's like, oh, anonymous. Really not. Within 5 minutes, because everyone's had a few drinks, it's like, yeah, that was me.
So
it's
true.
Absolutely pointless.
A few days later, I was found out. Again, Cupid had mugged me off. But Cupid's greatest joke on me came when I was age 17 on Valentine's Day. I thought I'd meet up with a mate of mine and we'd go for a bit of a drive. We were just mates, but both being single, we thought we would go out and get a bit of food and chill.
Oh, I thought, what are you going to say for a minute?
She had just passed her driving test, and we used to just drive around quite a lot. It gave us something to do.
Are you sure there was nothing there?
Nothing there at all. Okay. Promise you that.
Right. What's her name?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Are you still in touch with her?
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
That was a quick no.
Well, you can't just tell us that and then say why not and everything.
It was good to have...
Don't ignore me.
It was good to have a bit of female company on Valentine's Day, even if it was just a mate. It was late afternoon and we were driving around Harrow, as we always did. We picked up some food and headed for a place called Harrow View, where you get a quality view over London. At night, the place gets a bit dodgy, but it's perfectly innocent in the day.
Dodgy how?
Well, dodgy as in...
People parking their cars up?
Yeah.
Flashing their lights?
Yeah. We sat there chatting, eating a Mackie D's and taking in the view. It was all very pleasant. The time came to leave, and as she went to start the engine, nothing. She tried again, and there was that horrible crunching sound as again the engine stalled. The battery was dead. We had accidentally left the lights on the whole time. We were sitting there stranded in one of Northwest London's premier getting off spots. Disaster struck. As I stood outside of the car, head in the bonnet, pretending to know what I was doing, she called her dad. This did not look good at all, and I had to sit there as half an hour later, her dad arrived to find me with his daughter on top of Harrow View. It was awkward for everyone involved, and he was only made angrier when we tried to protest our innocence. To make matters worse, he leant through the driver's side window and turned the key. The car started, no problem. There was no words to be said. It was an impossible situation. I looked at both of them and, realising I wasn't about to get a lift home, decided to walk away. It was a lesson learnt that I'd like to pass on. This Valentine's Day, take care with viewpoints and make sure you turn your lights off when the engine isn't running.
Wise words, Chris.
Are you sure you didn't boff her?
100%.
Yeah.
That's not what her dad's thought, though, is it?
And this girl's still remaining nameless, I understand. Did you see her again after that? I know, that was it. All right, awkward. So that was today's 24 years at the Tap End. More on Thursday at 5.15.
Batman fail. It was the Riddler with the question mark.
The Riddler, not the Joker.